Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to explore the musical term of riffing, or riff. The standard definition of a riff is a short repeated phrase in popular music and jazz, typically used as an introduction or refrain in a song. Jazz musicians often use the word in various ways in the titles of their works. So let's hear some riffing jazz. In 1954, trumpeter and bandleader Neil Hefti recorded Intermission Riff on his Singing Instrumentals album. Another trumpeter and swing band leader was Erskine Hawkins, who did Riff Time in 1940. Stride pianist James B. Johnson played his original riffs on solo piano in 1929, and the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra recorded Riffin' in 1936.
Thank you.
We are riffin' on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. I have no idea why this first song is titled Riffin' the Scotch, but Billie Holiday sang it in 1933, so here it is. Tenor sax man Stanley Turrentine recorded Blue Riff in 1960 with the Three Sounds, a trio led by Gene Harris on piano, Andrew Simpkins on bass, and Al Harewood on drums. Multi-instrumentalist Matt Kattengub and his high-tech big band recorded Indian Riffs in 1987. Kattengub is the son of singer Mavis Rivers. Thank you. We are exploring the term riffing on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Swing band leader and guitarist Alvino Ray recorded Drowsy Old Riff in 1941. Another big band leader, Stan Kenton, played unison riff in 1947 with an alto solo by a young Art Pepper. In 1945, Billy Eckstein sang I Love the Rhythm in a Riff with his big band. Trombonist Carl Fontana included Shoutin' on a Riff on his 1987 The Great Fontana album. Al Cohn on tenor, Richard Wyans piano, Ray Drummond bass, and Akira Tana on drums.
Yeah. music jumps like a lift. Bobby, libo, blubo, 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 anything to make it swing. I love a muted trumpet tone. Blend it with a mellow saxophone. Bobby, libo, blubo, 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 what a lot of kicks it brings. When that rhythm's in you, the blues don't have a chance. You'll find that groove will win you, make you never think about romance. Jump, jump your rhythm with a riff. Any kind of music, it's a lift. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-anything to make it swing. When that rhythm's in you, the blues don't have a chance. You'll find that groove will win you, make you never think about romance.
Thank you.
Let's begin this last set of riffing jazz on today's Dr. Jazz Hour with another swing band leader, Benny Goodman, who recorded Riffin' at the Ritz in 1936. Tenor player Scott Hamilton and a septet played Rhythm Riff No. 127 on the 1990 album Blues, Bops, and Ballads. From a radio broadcast in 1944, the Freddie Slack Orchestra included Riffette on their program.
Thank you. From the colorful Frank Daly's Meadowbrook, Route 23, the New York Pompton Turnpike at Cedar Grove, New Jersey, One Night Stand brings to dancing and listening America that stylist of the piano, Freddie Slack, and his orchestra.
We're going to have a nice time starting our dancing show off tonight because it's Freddie Slack's, not recent recording, but the recording of quite some time ago, featuring Freddie at the piano. It's Riffette.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.